Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
All right, just an injury update. CJ went out with a groin. Quinnen went out with an ankle. We'll evaluate both those guys. I don't have a timetable yet. I'll know more tomorrow. It was a little disappointing. Considering our defense, I thought was playing really well in the first half. You know, those guys were brought great juice, creating turnovers. We were just inept on offense, making mistakes that we can't make to consistently move the ball. So we got a lot to clean up there.
Adam, is there anything you can do to help the place kicker? Another missed field goal, another missed extra point?
Yeah, I mean, we just got to get better. We got to be able to we have to make extra points. We have to make field goals. You know, we can't be losing out on points on those areas of the field.
Can you still trust him? Look elsewhere.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens on Monday. You know, I don't know. I haven't had a chance to have a conversation with the personnel guys, what they want to do. So we'll have more as we go.
Well, the fact he kind of missed it. When he was with the Vikings as well, factor into that decision that now this is kind of a continuation of it?
Yeah, I mean, that'll be one of those things we'll talk about tomorrow.
Why don't you think, Adam, the offense was ever, other than that one drive, able to get a rhythm?
Yeah, we were making some unusual mistakes. We were, you know, not, whether it be the run game or pass game, we were just not getting guys covered up. We had a few run-throughs. We just weren't we weren't in sync. I mean, that is a good defense, just playing in the last 2 years. And, you know, those guys being in Sean's system for the last three, you know, this will be their third year together. You know, they're playing without thinking. You know, they can play football. And right now I think we're probably thinking too much. So we just got to make sure we do a better job as a coaching staff to put our guys in a position to where, you know, they're not worried about, hey, what if he does this? What if he does this? We got to let our guys turn loose and play some football.
Are you surprised that there's somebody tipped balls?
No, that's what they do. It's littered throughout all their tape. I mean, they constantly get all kinds of tip balls, and you know, most of the time they get a turnover off of it, which that almost happened to us.
What are your thoughts on Jameson Crowder's day today? I thought he had a great chemistry with the offense.
Yeah, he did a great job, especially on some of those, you know, where they created some hots for us, and he got vertical, got first downs. You know, with him, you're able to call shorter throws on third and long, and he gets you the first down. It really helps offensively, you know, to where the quarterback's not holding on the ball forever on third and long.
It seems like Jay goes up, they march right down to the field. You know, in what ways was his diligence past the Stokes?
Well, I mean, you got a guy that's, you know, a pretty good player. You know, I mean, we all know that. And, you know, anytime that a guy like that goes out, you know, we just got to do a good job of just kind of rallying the troops and making sure everybody's good, you know, both in calls getting out and all that time, you know, all those things that they have to deal with. You know, I feel like there was times where we were settled down, we were good. You know, they've made some plays too. So, I mean, that's the toughest part of the whole deal is, you know, they have good players too, and, you know, we just got to play a little bit better.
Why weren't you guys able to attack kind of like the second level of the defense at all? It seems like the first lead every time.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough defense to get down the field on. You know, the couple times that we got behind them, we just didn't hook up. You know, I mean, you're only going to get a few shots against those guys. That's why they've only allowed so many balls over their head in the last 2 years. I mean, I think they're probably the best team in football as far as not allowing deep throws.
And with the way that the game went for 2.5 quarters, do you feel like you gave this game away?
Well, I just feel like we didn't do a good job of finishing kind of when we started. When the defense was rolling like that, we got to be able to do something on offense. You know, when we got in the second half, they probably had too many plays because, you know, we weren't doing enough on offense. And that's where we got to play complementary football.
Teaching a team how to win, is that a process? Is that something?
Yes, it's always not one of those things that's always fun. You go through games like this where you lose by 1 point and had opportunities and, you know, left points on the field. And that's where we got to lock in. We got to focus. We got to make sure that we do a great job week in and week out, and can't let one game define our season, because they're going to line us up next week and nobody's going to care if we won or lost the week before. So good thing is once we, watch this film and correct everything and get started on the next week. We're 0-0, and whatever happened the week before is irrelevant.
Was it deflating at all that you guys, aside from the pick six, that Mosley had those three at the turnovers, the offense wasn't able to capitalize with any points?
Yeah, anytime we don't score points after a turnover, it's more of an anger issue than deflating, because everybody wants to do the same thing. We want to score a touchdown because the defense did a great job getting us the ball when we probably shouldn't have it.
What do you think of how Le'Veon played
this? Well, I think he answered all the questions where everybody said, was he rusty after a year off? So I'm sure he'll improve the point today.
Talk about the offensive line and the veterans they had to make up for them not playing together. Are you disappointed in their
play? No. I mean, some of the stuff, it wasn't every play. Like, to me, it's right now everything's magnified. It's just when you see things after a series is over and you can point out one or two plays where you're going, wow, that could have really been a game-changing type play, that it just magnifies right now. You know, when the big picture thing, there's a lot of good. You know, we did play a really good defense and losing by 1 point, you know, you're right there. I mean, you had a chance to win this game, and that's what every game in the NFL is going to come down to, is the last drive. We either got to go and win it, or we got to stop somebody. And we didn't do either one today.
We studied every game, every play. We got hired. We know that this team had issues closing games last year. Given all of that, given what you did this offseason trying to correct it, is that much more irritating that the game unfolded the way it did?
No. I mean, I was excited that we had the opportunity. We had the ball in our hands to go win the game. That's what we wanted. We've been talking about it the entire, really, training camp. I kept saying, I hope we're in a situation where we're either down or up and we got to go win it or stop them. Because that's what we have to do. We're going to break through that at some point.
Adam, how about just on a personal level, you know, obviously you coach here, a lot of optimism coming into the year, and you have a 16-point lead, you know, at home, and I think you're plus 4 turnovers. The odds of that happening probably
pretty low. Yeah, I mean, it's never fun to lose. And I'm sure, you know, I mean, that's how everybody feels. Anybody affiliated with our organization, all our fans, nobody's happy. You lose. Doesn't matter if it's by 1 or 50.
For example of what you talked about, as far as the closeness of a game, would that tie to the drop, potential interception, which led to a field goal the next play?
Everything gets magnified. Everything gets magnified when it comes in. That's what makes this game what it is. And that's why when you get into late games or late season games, and those type of plays, those are like make the playoffs, miss the playoffs, advance in the playoffs, not advance. So you'd rather get those out of the way right now. We have to learn from this. We have to understand when we have opportunities, we got to pounce on them, and we can't miss.
That's one, Brian. How did you think Sam played today?
We have a room for improvement.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.